With a Westbred Wheat Report, we're joined by Westbred Technical Product Manager Justin Berg. Justin, what can you tell us about this crop?
Yeah, you know, been out across the countryside the last 5-6 days, and the wheat's been coming out of the ground real nice. I know a lot of herbicide applications are starting to happen with that winter wheat crop. You know, there's a couple diseases that I've started to notice across the region, and I suggest farmers keep a watch out for, and that's Septoria, leaf blotch, and then tan spot as well. You know, with the cool, wet, damp conditions we've had, perfect for some of these early season diseases to really start to set in on the wheat crop, both spring wheat and the winter wheat. So highly recommend growers think about putting that early season fungicide with their herbicide pass.
Any concern with the wet conditions we've seen?
We obviously have a lot of drowned out areas and yet to be seen, you know, how they'll come out of those wet spots, if they'll actually develop a crop or if they just were saturated too long without oxygen. But overall, I mean, where there is good wheat without water standing, it looks tremendous. And like I said, with these early conditions early on, damp condition, cool out in the mornings and most of the day, we're going to see favorable conditions for disease development. So with the products that what we have here at Westbred, like WB9590 and WB9479, I would recommend just considering that early season fungicide and keeping an eye out for, you know, further weeds that are coming. And also, as we start to warm up here too, keeping an eye out for insects as well.
That's the Westbred Wheat Report. Find out more at westbred.com.